The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today, believe it or not, it is the last day of September 2017, which I can't believe for the life of me. Tomorrow is October 1st, but it's nice and cool here in upstate New York, so I'm looking forward because I got a hell of a training session I'll be doing tomorrow, and when we get that cooler weather, I think that genetically I'm just a cold-blooded animal that belongs in Siberia somewhere because I just love the friggin' cold, man. And everybody's bitching already, and it's like, if you don't like it, get your ass out of here. Who wants to hear the crybabies? I don't anymore at all. Number one, we do this. I'm going to bring Will Dinwiddie in with us shortly, and Will hasn't been on for a while. So Will's, unless he's listening, he's not familiar with this. What we do is we stand up. I know people tell me they're driving, so they're sitting down. You take a big, deep breath through your nose, so you're going out through your mouth. Big, robust exhale and say, I am a winner. I am a champion, and we add stuff to it all the time, but I like people to only concentrate on a few things. I am a winner. I am a champion. Say that to yourself as many times as you can during the day. Let me know in 2 weeks how you're feeling. You're going to feel a hell of a lot better than saying, oh, I can't do it. I'm a failure. No one believes in me. That's quitter's talk. We don't talk like that here. So do that. Also, too, the winner's circle. That's the 12 modules which will destroy old age and build some old school strength in you. And I ask this all the time. You know, is being strong, because strength is not an option, it's a requirement. Does stronger put you in a position to pursue your specific goals? Yes, it does. And when strength is applied, will make you a decisive, tireless, confident superhero. And Will and I have been talking for a little while offline, which some of the stuff we're dealing with right now. And, you know, one thing's going to happen, and I'm going to bring Will with us if he can get away from his business. When we all go out and speak, you know, John Bruni, myself, and a few other people have talked about going on a speaking tour next year. And I'd love to have Will with us because Will is not only a successful athlete in everything he does, he's brutally honest. And we need to be brutally honest with you that when you open a business, you know, everybody's selling you these $10,000 programs and everything's sunshine and rainbows. And I don't want to rain on your Saturday here, but I got news for you. You're going to get kicked in the nuts if you're a male more times than you can ever remember. And I want people to be aware of it. Does that mean I'm going to tell you to not go after your dream? Hell no, man. We'll stand side by side with you. But I want to tell you, too, you're going to face adversity like you've never felt before in your life. But we'll get into that more. So you got 12 modules here. You get a 13th one free. You go after this. This is 15 years of the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. This is my belief, and if you take on this belief, there's no way you won't have success. And I'm not one of those people where you'll pay your $247 and walk away from you. I will over-deliver to you every time, just like I've done with all this content. So go out, change your life today, and order the winner's circle. Also, go out to our contribution. Go out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Click contribute. Here's what you do. $25. Gets you the beginning, which is the first module of the winner's circle. $50 gets you the beginning and a half hour of consultation free with myself. $100 will get you the beginning and 2 half-hour consultations with me. You can make it an hour, whatever you do. And the beauty about doing this is this. When you click the button, it's going to take you right to my PayPal account. You're in. bang, no fuss, no muss, it's done. If you want to just contribute a week's worth of coffee, just go out to PayPal at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. We're going to be here for 30 more years. We could use your help because we've helped so many people and we've asked nothing from you. So get on the wagon and help us out. And I thank you in advance. Also, too, we've talked about the sand dune. That's what my pal Matt Dahl, who's the creator and the CEO of this product, and I've said this, and people have sent me notes back. I think it's second best thing to the barbell I've ever used. Now, if you know me and you know my reputation, I don't bullshit people around. This thing will take your lower body, for instance, from the knees down to your toes and build you the most incredible lower end you've ever seen. Matt's used this with Parkinson's patients, with people that have neuropathy, that's diabetes. But the main thing is you're going to find out the relation of the foot to the brain. They call it proprioception. And I'm telling you right now, John Bruni, myself, Eric Gutman, of course, Matt, and many other people are involved in this project. We're getting ready to put a web page up on FBC, Fiorello Barbell Company. I'll link right to Matt. I did a video. John Bruni's in the process of doing just a 60-second video. I've got more stuff going on here. I'm doing stuff with this to blow your mind. Travis Dirks is on this. Donna Castorino. It's all over the place. Wait till you see the information coming out. So check that out. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com. Sign up for our newsletter. It's right on the top at the very right. Also, go out and look at all the shows Will and I have done at motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. And we just celebrated 3 years on the air of Motivation Muscle. And most people, the going rate for a podcast is 30 days. So I thank everybody, anybody that's been involved with us, past or present. This show is the best show out there, and we're going to get bigger, better, and we're going to be live before you know it. So I thank everybody for that. Now, as I said, we got our pal Will Dinwiddie on, and I want to give you a little bit of information on this gentleman. Number one, he's a trainer, strongman. He's the owner of Epic Fitness Solutions. He's a writer and an arm wrestler. Will, it's an honor. It's been a long time, but I know we've both been very busy. But we're glad to have you back. You never left, and it's my honor to have you back, sir. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. I love this show.
Thanks, man. Anything I missed, put it out there. We're going to talk about something real interesting today. It's called Mind Juice, so take it away, my friend.
Yeah, no, you didn't miss anything. Today's show, we're talking about more about the mental game of being at the top of your goal or succeeding in whatever it is that you're chasing after, whether it be a physical goal or a professional goal or maybe even a personal goal. It's the mental game is really what separates the champions from people that aren't champions.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a seminar recently, and I was around a lot of champion athletes, and but there was one thing that separated them from that I noticed that they all had in common. When they were going against the number one guy in the world, they were all saying, "You're just going to beat me anyway, but let me pull against you." And they would go to practice, and the guy that was the number one in the world, of course, he would beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, I couldn't believe that these people were going in there already defeated thinking this thing. And I'm like, why would you think that? You don't know. You don't know if this person has ever pulled you in your angle or whatever. You don't know what you're capable of. How do you know that you might be just as good, maybe better? Don't know. And so, you shouldn't ever go and do any kind of thing thinking, well, I'm just going to lose anyway because I pulled the guy and I now this is practice and all, but I pulled him over, because
yeah.
I didn't go in there thinking that I was going to get pulled over. I went in there thinking that I'm going to pull this guy over. Everybody else is losing, but I'm going to be the one that beats him,
Yeah.
And sure enough, Sure enough, I made it happen. And we wrestled a few more times, you know, and even all the times that I wasn't able to make it happen, I made him struggle and fight for the win every time. He didn't just get an easy win on me every time. And so the point of the story is that it's a lot of a mental game, because a lot of these guys that couldn't beat him, they've beat me in contests.
Yeah.
You know? Their mental game was different. On those days.
Well, let me ask you this, Will. What do you think, if you had to say a few words about how you think, where you feel you're a lot different, because obviously your record shows it, not just in arm wrestling, with anything you do. What is it you feel you've got that you've got the edge over most of the other competitors, that even dealing with this guy, the top banana with arm wrestling you dealt with recently, what is it you think you got that's a little bit different than the other crop of people?
Oh yeah. It's totally my self-belief. I just believe I can do anything. I mean, I don't have any doubt about that. Like, and I'm not saying that I'm not afraid, or that I don't get scared when I'm trying things.
Right.
Because I do, you know, I get afraid because I don't know what, you know, because every time you go against and do something you've never done, you're stepping into the unknown, so you don't know what's about to happen.
Yep.
So, you know, like, but that's what drives me to do it, is because I want to overcome all those fears of, like, well, what if it doesn't work? I'm like, the only way it ain't going to work, and this is what I tell myself, the only way it ain't going to work is if you give up and quit on yourself. That's the only way. If you keep trying, no matter how much time goes by, it's not about the time. It's all about pure and simple accomplishing the goal. No matter how much time passes, you're not going to stop until your goal has been accomplished. And so, you know, like, and then I've proven that to myself over and over again throughout my whole life, you know, in the military, and then getting out and becoming an athlete, and then becoming a business owner and starting this business, and then writing that book, and all the things that I'm doing, you know, like, I just told myself, instead of telling myself, because I used to be like this, I didn't believe in myself like I do now. There was a time where I was, and it wasn't even that long ago, it was 2012 when I started writing the book. Before that time, I never thought I could have done something like that.
Right.
So I was 31 when I started writing this book about my life, you know. And then and then I was also, it was 2012, I was also 31 when I started my business,
right?
You know,
right.
You know, I was also, a lot of things happened. I went through a breakup with my daughter's mom, and we had to get a lawyer, and I had to get a lawyer to get her back, and I went through a lot of, like, hardship during that time period. You know, I lost my house and everything, and you know, I lost my job, I lost both my jobs. I got thrust into this life that I'm living in now, you know, like the universe said, you want it, here it is, you know, we're taking everything out of the way, and we're giving you just this, and let's see what you can do with it. And so basically I lost my personal relationships, I lost my retirement, I lost my job, I lost my house, you know, like I lost a lot of things, but the one thing that I still had was my dreams and my beliefs in myself, and because I thought all that other stuff was circumstantial, that could have happened to anybody.
Right.
That's how I looked at it. I mean, that kind of stuff happens to people all the time. I'm like, and I'm just one of the guys that it happened to. And I was like, but what I have that a lot of other people don't have is that I'm like, I'm determined to prove to myself that I can do this. You know, like, and so like, what helps me to hold myself accountable is telling everybody that I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. And even when I'm not, so when I wasn't even, before I even had a gym, before I had any business, I told people I was going to own a gym one day. I was going to be successful. I was going to be a great champion athlete. Before any of it ever happened, I was telling people that this was going to happen because I was training to make it happen.
Yep.
And then as time went on, you know, piece by piece, contest by contest, you know, here's a contest win. Let's switch sports. Here's a contest win. Switch sports again. Here's a contest win. Train some people. Have them win their sports. There's some coaching experience. Go back to winning it again. You know, build your business a little bit. You know, get some new equipment here and there. You know, like, so every week I'm doing a little bit something toward the accomplishment of all these big goals, but just a little bit every day, every week. You know, I put in a little bit of work. Well, and ultimately, that's ultimately how I make everything happen.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, finish. Finish your thought.
I believe in myself, and I believe that it's all on you, because basically when I got pushed into this life, there were no safety nets for me. So it's like I either had to make it or I was going to be on welfare.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And so it's like, or I have to get a regular job and give up, you know, and I'm just like, I'm not going to do that, dude. I told myself, you're going to do whatever it takes. You've never worked 8 hours a day for yourself. You've always worked 8 hours a day or 12 hours a day for other people. What if you actually put in all that effort and you actually got focused and said, okay, you started making lists. Okay, let's prioritize what we need to do right now.
Yep.
And check off one at a time. And so that's what I did. I just took full responsibility that it was all on me. And then every day I just do a little bit. I make sure I get my workouts in. They got to be quality workouts too. I don't just check the block. So, I mean, I get quality workouts in. I think about what I could do to make my business a little better that day. You know, I do other things too. You know, I got other work that I do besides my gym business. And, you know, so I got other responsibilities also.
Yeah.
And being good at my business helps me be better with my daughter, and it helps me be better with other things, you know. So with my training and my own competing, the better I get at each one of these things, they all complement each other. They just make me better and better overall.
Without a doubt, because, you know, the old saying is, fatigue makes cowards of us all, by Vince Lombardi, who was, to me, one of the brightest minds. Forget about football. He was just a bright mind. And that's what I constantly remind myself, because I was telling Will before we came on, we were talking a lot about business and everything, and my business is taking it so hard on the chin right now that I've had to go out and work for somebody. After you haven't worked for somebody for 4 years, I know why now I'm working. I have two businesses, and I'm going to make this bigger than ever, because I'll tell you right now, I don't belong in that environment at all anymore. I don't belong around those people, and people are going to say, well, what do you mean by those people? These are people that have low, low goals in life. They probably don't even know what a goal is, and they're sitting around trying to tell you how to do something when I could fucking bury them, believe me, all right? And they want you to do all these unrealistic things. Well, you've got to get this many done and this many on a pallet and all this. And I'm looking at them, I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. If you fire me right now, you do me a favor. I really don't give a shit. And this is what happens when you have this belief and attitude in something you love to do. I will do anything to make this business, both of them, flourish, and they will. But I'm going to have to, at this point, do whatever I've got to do to make them flourish. And that's the difference between the real mind juice between your ears and the so-sos out there. The ones that say, well, I'm going to do it. Well, when are you going to do it? Well, next week, next month, next year. You know what? You're never going to do it. And I don't have the patience anymore to even go back and forth with people. My whole concept now is to get this place financially as sound as it can, as fast as it can, to make as much money as it can, because I'll tell you right now, I love money. I don't care if you think it's the root of all evil. Number one, you're not saying it correctly, because that's not what the Bible said, but I'm not even going to get into that. I don't even want to fuck around with any of that stuff anymore. I don't care about your politics. I don't care who you like, who you don't like. You know what you need to do? You need to put your finger on the button and figure out what you want to do. If you did things like that, you wouldn't be involved or so foolish about everything, okay? That's what I'm talking about. And I was telling Will before I came on, one thing, and I'll always go to it, thank God for lifting. Because what I've done now is I've crawled right back into the funnel again. What do I want to do again? Well, you know what I'm going to do? Now I'm going to mess around with calories again during the day. Because I burn a lot of calories at that other job, as I'm on my feet and walking all day, moving shit. All right? That's number one. Number two, we've got involved with Matt Dahl and the Sand Dune. I'll tell you something right now. I'm going to be putting out three different movements you can do and what you do with the Sand Dune in between sets, because I've used so much of this, and he's like insane about all the stuff we're doing. Especially John Bruni and I are doing amazing techniques right now that we're filming. I'll tell you right now, my neck, not this morning, my neck was blown up yesterday just from a neck harness and a Sand Dune. and it was great. And this is what I'm concentrating on now. Now I want to put 2-3 more inches on my neck, whatever's possible. Light stuff with the hands, fingers, wrists, forearms. What am I using? An Apollon axle. What am I using in conjunction with it between sets? A sand dune. So now we're going to see what I can blow up in the wrists. Can I put another inch on the wrist? Can I put 2 inches on the forearms? Can I make my fucking fingers so thick that it looks like they're all webbed together? They're so motherfucking big. All right? This is how this is how you end all the horse shit that's going on around you, you know, where you're working around people. Yep, you still got to deal with it. But what you're doing is you're also directing your efforts at other things, at things we know. What's the first thing you usually see on somebody, especially when you're an athlete or a lifter or whatever you are? You see a neck. A neck will visibly stand out in a way that you're going to be like, okay, that motherfucker's got something going on there. You know, when you see a big, thick neck, my goal right now is to make my, and I don't have a small neck. I have over a 21-inch neck. I want my neck so much bigger that literally you can put a bolt on each side and it looks like Herman Munster, man, or Frankenstein. I don't give a fuck. All right? That's what I'm talking about. Real goals, real things you're going after. And what that does then, that deflates you from that shit you don't want to be around in a lot of ways. And what does that do? That pinpoints you into your business more, because I can tell you, all I think about when I'm working at that other place is my business, and it makes me so fucking angry that I'm not there doing what I need to do. But this is going to be something, when I said we want to bring Will with us on the road, this is the stuff guys like Will and myself are going to tell you and give you the idea of how you got to do it. I know that's a lot of stuff, Will, but comment on anything or whatever you want to go to next. But, you know, Lombardi's right. Fatigue makes cowards of us all, and it's very hard some days to get yourself to rise, man. Especially when you know you're going in a situation you don't want to go into. But I have to always remember why I'm doing it. Why am I going out and building a bigger neck to put bolts in? You know, why am I going out to build a bigger hand, fingers, wrists, forearms? Why? The questions are why. So take it away, my friend.
Yeah, man, getting stronger makes everything better.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I think Mark Bell talks about that. But yeah, getting stronger seems to make everything better, I feel like. And anybody that does it, you know, will agree, at least to some extent, that it helps you to think better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And make better decisions, because when you get all that junk.
Yep.
That builds up on a daily basis out of your system.
Yep.
Through training, which you're building yourself up anyway. So like you're removing it from your body by building your body up. You know.
Yep.
It's a weird process, but you're taking negative energy and turning it into something positive that you can see and feel every day.
Yep.
So I mean, it's a you know, and so all that's going to do is make you more confident about like going for things that maybe you're on the edge of, you know, like, should I or shouldn't I, or, you know, I mean, that gave me the courage and to want to become a ranger in the Army.
Yeah, yeah.
Being physically strong made me believe, well, the reason why they chose me is because I'm so physically strong.
Yep.
You know, and
yep.
So I was like, yeah, you know, like, I'm going to prove them right, you know. So don't always try to prove people wrong. The haters and the people that talk bad about you, don't always focus on them. Focus on the people that talk good about you and prove them right.
Exactly.
You know, think about it like that. Think about the people that are on your side and that want to see you succeed, and then do it for them too.
Yep, I agree.
So like get yourself up and get yourself in working harder for those people. You know, like to prove it and prove it to yourself. You know, like ultimately that's who you're trying to prove everything to is like. To yourself, you know, like, because if you know you can do it, you have to prove it by following through. You can't just say, oh, I could do that, but then never go and do it, because that doesn't mean anything. Everybody says that.
Yeah.
You know, you know, you want to be an achiever. You say, I can go be a champion, or I can go have a six-figure business. If you believe in yourself, you don't have to know how to do any of it to first and foremost. Because I didn't know how to be a champion when I first started my career all those years ago, I've ever maintained in my body and my mind is the belief that I could do anything and that I would outwork everybody.
Yeah,
I would be willing to do more work than anyone else. That means I would be willing other jobs to make my business work if that's what it took.
Yep.
And I would be willing to go back and forth and do whatever it took for as long as it took. Just like I did when I was on the up and up for becoming a champion athlete. From those the first 5 years of me losing, I never stopped believing I could beat all these people that kept beating me.
Yep.
I just always believed. I was like, I know I'm better. I know I can beat these guys. I know I'm stronger. And then before you knew it, it took a while, but with enough time, I was able to prove that. And then once I started, once I had it, once I figured out what it took to be the strongest and to be a champion, I'm like, I'm not letting that go until it starts to go away on its own. You know, like I'm going to keep that going as long as I can.
Yeah.
Because it took so long to get this that I'm not just going to be like, oh, well, I won for a couple of years. It's over. No way. I'm going to keep doing it until my body falls apart. You know, so it's like same thing with your business. You know, like you think about how far you've come in the last 3 years.
Right.
You can't just turn all that off.
No, no.
You can't just stop that because you think about how many hours that you put in the last 3 years, how much money you put in.
Yep.
How many relationships you built, how many people you contacted.
Yep.
You know, no. You got to always remember that things are going to work out, but they don't work out necessarily the way that you have planned. It always works out in a slightly different way. Maybe in a completely different way.
Yep.
But it will work out if you don't give up.
You want me?
There's just a funny way of how the universe goes out, like helping you out in ways that you can imagine.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you this real quick.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My business.
Yeah.
My gym business. Okay. You know, I haven't made a profit on my gym business since I started yet. I have more equipment. It's bigger than it's ever been. I have more advertisement than I ever have, and you're like, how do I explain that? I'm like, I don't know. The universe comes up with ways to help you. There's that you can get trade opportunities with people. You know, like you can trade for advertisement. You can trade your service for their service. There's so many different ways that you can make things happen that you never would have considered in the beginning. In the beginning, I thought it was all about money. I was going to have to make all this money to make this gym grow. And then the universe showed me, no, you don't have to have any money at all. We'll show you another way.
Yeah.
You can trade service with people. You can barter with people. And that's one way that I've learned to become more successful.
I agree.
You use what you have and you use it to its maximum ability. You never stop using the advantages that you have to get into to create more advantages. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, without a doubt, because you know something? I'll tell you, somebody gave me the best advice ever, and I never even thought of it, and this was over a year ago, our good friend Clint Darden. And we were talking about business big time and you know, how much he liked the show, and he's like, I'm really amazed somebody from somewhere has not picked you up to do voice work or wanted to bring your show on. And we've had a couple offers, but they were not right for what I looked at the future. They were like a band-aid, and I think they would have hurt me as we went on. But here's what Clint said to me. He said, Eric, you're at the point now, and you've probably already had it, where you're going to have a lot of people come and go. And we were just talking about motivation and muscle. And I said, why do you say that? He said, because what I see with you is you're on this clip where you're just going to keep going and building and developing and creating the broadcast the way you want to do it, how you feel is the best way. And he says, and people are going to start dropping off, whether they want to or not. Your vision is not going to be a vision they're going to be part of, or a lot of people just can't relate to somebody that does that type of dreaming, that someone is like, okay, we're going to...
You're intense. Like, I can feel it.
Well,
in your voice,
yeah.
You know, like you have an intense presence about you.
Well, and that's always been a thing with me. Here's the joke, Will. To know me is to love me. That's what it is, because you are right. I'm not a bragger at all about anything, but I'm a very intense person to be around, and it's just my nature. It's nothing I put on or anything like that. I'm hungry here as our good friend Les Brown says, like you wouldn't believe. But it's not only the hunger. What I find more with Eminem and FBC, and I'm going to send it right to you, but I'm going to pose this question. I'm going to say it about myself. What I find right now, we talked about, you know, I want you definitely to come with us on the road if we can all do it financially and start building a financial presence where people will pay for us to come to them. And one of the things is, it's having this sense of purpose where, yep, Will's gonna F up, I'm gonna F up a lot too, but you know what? You might zig and zag and veer, but you know that what you're doing is something that's going to complete you. That you're never, look, I read an interesting thing and I thought about it and it was like this. The dreamers of the world, you and I and everybody else, are never going to get to see our dream complete. It might be your daughter that takes your business. It could be if I get married and have kids, it could be one of the kids. My nieces and nephews, there's a couple of them right now, I can just see the way they are. My niece, Olivia, I swear to God, I think that she is just made for business. I would love to plug her in here in another 5 years. I could do it probably right now with her at age 12. She's that damn smart, man, and just has a nose for it. But my point is this. You and I are never going to get to see the completion of what we do, and maybe Olivia, if she took over, wouldn't even see it then. The thing is, what we're doing is here, we are creating momentum that most people couldn't even fathom, let alone spell the word in today's world. And what I'm saying is, it bothers me right now to have to do the things I got to do for the business and to be away from it. But in my heart of hearts, I will never be driven away from it, because you said it in the beginning of the show. I can't go back to any of those other lives anymore. You know, would I love to be making, well, now if I was in IT like I was before I left at 81, I'd be making probably about 95 right now. But would I be happy? Fuck no. Do I want to sit in a cubicle? Fuck no. Do I want to be around these people? And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good people out there, but they're not what I want to be around. I want to be around Fortune 100, Fortune 500, and they're not all great either. But you can learn things from people. You can talk to people. I think, I wish I remembered, I was listening to the thing, Onassis, who was like a billionaire, right? And I remember hearing on this one tape, Onassis said if he lost every goddamn dime in the world and he had to go do manual labor, he would make sure once a week he would wear his best clothes and he would go to the biggest restaurant and hope to just chew on some of the morsels that were on the table. And what he was saying was this, he'd be around millionaires, billionaires, like-minded people that were constantly wanting to create and get bigger, and he would learn from them, and he said he would rebound quick enough where he'd be a multimillionaire already. So what I'm saying is this, folks, you have much more in you when we talk about mind juice than anybody will ever tell you. We're not afraid to tell you that because we want to reinforce that, and we want you to go after what you believe and what you dream.
Yeah, that's what these stories are about. Yeah. It's like to remind you that people are going out and finding ways to achieve their dreams in unconventional ways.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't have to think of it like it. You have to have a certain amount of money. You have to have a pile of money. You don't have to have anything but a will and desire to succeed.
Yep.
And then the universe will slowly give you a little bit, piece by piece, at a time. You know, until it becomes whole.
It'll piece it together. Throw out the education and live on experience. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to send it right back to Will. I'm going to tell you right now. I've been up for 4 years. With FBC and Eminem. Eminem, like I said in the beginning, celebrated 3 years on the 27th of this month. But let me tell you this. I've got degrees from college. I've done the thing. I've worked in the real world. I got a little bit of understanding what's going on here. So I can tell you from my experience, this 4 years have created more things in my life, whether you want to call them negative or positive. But the learning I have made in 4 years could be at least 20 years of education in a formal school. And I can tell you this, if you have children, I'm telling you right now, don't be afraid to let them fuck up or stumble or crack their toe, because if they're not taught experience now when they're younger and they're only going to be educated, they're going to be like all these professors in colleges that think they know everything and telling you everything. But go around and ask them what they got. Most of them are broke. So they're teaching you how to be broke, all right? That's what I'm saying. We'll take it, because I could just go on and on. Take it away, though.
Yeah, sure. I think, my takeaway is that you just got to be resilient, because hardships are going to happen every day. There's going to be some other new hardship or some other adversity you have to deal with, whether it be big or small, and it might last a long time of hardship that you have to deal with. It doesn't matter. You don't know what every day brings, so that's why you got to be optimistic about every day and be resilient for when you get hit with something. Like you get hit with a bill out of nowhere that you didn't see, or you get in a car accident or something, and your car is stolen, and you got to figure that out, or you get a promotion and you want to do the best you can to be recognized in a good way. You can't always look at the bad. You got to be looking at the good too.
Sure.
Focusing on the good things that you have and being grateful for what you've accomplished thus far, knowing that you're going to do more in the future. It just comes a little bit at a time. You got to be patient and just see the little accomplishments, as leading you toward the big ones.
Yeah.
It's just like building your muscles, man. You don't build 20-inch arms overnight. It takes years. If you start out at 13, you got to get to 14 first, then 15, then 16, and so on, up until you get to the ultimate goal of having your 20-inch arm or whatever.
Yep.
So it's a little bit at a time, and it's just enjoying the fact that you are doing what you choose to do.
Yep.
If you're doing a job that you don't want to do, it's up to you to go out and find one that you would like to do. You gotta make the effort. You gotta make the decision, and you have to make the move, man. It's all on you. I didn't get fucking buff and win a bunch of championships from somebody else.
No, no.
I had to do all the work. I had to go come into the gym every day or 5-6 days a week. Every week. For years and years. I have to do what is required. If I want to be successful in business, I have to compete less and go out and do business more. You have to switch. You have to switch your mind. Whatever your priority is, you put the most effort into, and then it's okay. The priorities should be switching regularly, because you only have so much effort and energy to focus on any one thing for very long.
Yep.
Before your work becomes half-assed. So you want to, that's why I like to switch sports so often, because I get too bored with one. So same thing with training. It helps keep my training fresh, where I'm always training something, some other area that's a weakness that I've lagged on for a while, and now it's become a weakness.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that's the fun thing about training. Training, there's always ways to get stronger, and in better shape. And so you look at it like with business. Business, there's always a way to get in better shape with your business, and with your personal relationships. You can get in better shape with your personal relationships. You can get in better shape with the way you talk to yourself. I feel like a lot of people don't talk to themselves in a very confident
right
way. You gotta look, when you talk to yourself, even if you when you're having your internal conversations, you should be telling yourself that you're the best.
Yep.
You're the greatest.
Yep.
You're gonna be the fucking one that makes it happen where everybody else fails.
Yep.
You're gonna be wealthy. You're gonna be able to help all your friends out. You're gonna have great relationships. You're gonna be a great guy or a great girl. And how do you do that? You just believe that every day.
Yep.
Every day you tell yourself those things. So that way you're already practicing it even before it happens. So you're already that successful person. You just haven't achieved the big thing to prove it yet to everybody else. So, but you're on your way to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're on your way to success when you believe it every day.
Yep. That's
the way it's worked in my life with everything I've ever done. I've achieved every goal I've ever gone after.
Yep.
Because of that mindset. You just believe that you can and you find a way.
Yep.
Slowly but surely, every day you find a way.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to leave with three things and we'll get right back to you and you give out all your information. But I'll tell you something right now. Number one, if you are in a situation, any situation, and you're working somewhere and you don't like it, get out. Because I'm going to tell you right now, one thing you don't need is to add another layer of that on or a million other things, especially if you're involved in business like Will and I are fighting for our life right now. All right? Do not.
Yeah, you got to remove that.
You got to get rid of it. Number one. You'll find something else, believe me. Do not stick around in a job, and if you have to, get out of there as quick as you can. Number two, if you're into the training the way we talk, any type of training, I don't care if it's walking with heavy hands, make sure you dive into that training. And when I say dive into it, dive into a way that you never have before. Make all these outlandish goals. Think about how far you want to do something, what you want to press overhead, what type of arm wrestling you want to do, how many stones do you want to pick up, how fast do you want to do it. You get my gist, all right? Dive into it. I was telling Will, now I'm messing around with calories and even going higher density calories. It's fun. It involves you in something you love to do, and weight training will save you like nothing else before. And third, we talk about thankful gratitude, being able to get up in the morning and just basic things. And I'm going to say this, and I'll keep saying it. It's very important. Everyone knows the story of my brother Jimmy. Both businesses are in his honor, okay? Jimmy was wheelchair bound. I have that picture I always talk about. It's a beautiful picture of my brother framed in his wheelchair. And in the very far left-hand corner is a picture of the Hulk. That these two people obviously were the biggest influence to me to get physical as a real young kid, a 10-year-old kid, because I was so frightened of muscular dystrophy. Now, here's what I want to tell you. You don't think every day that I'm not happy to be able to put my feet on the ground and be able to move and do things. Damn straight. Does that mean I got to like everything or do everything? No, it doesn't. But I know what it's like to see someone deteriorate to the point where they're wheelchair bound and the heaviest thing on their body is their head. And if that goes backwards, you better have somebody there because he doesn't have the musculature in his neck to be able to come up. So these things are not bullshit, but I'm telling you right now, the beliefs you have, how you speak to yourself, that's why we say in the beginning, I am a winner, I am a champion. You think that's a bunch of shit? Well, I'm sure most people are talking the other way. Keep up a diet of that and watch how far you'll go in your life and watch what will happen in your life. Every lousy thing in the world's going to come to you. They say you're magnetic, you're damn straight. So what do you want? Do you want wine and roses, or do you want to just be sitting in shit all day? Think about that. It's that important. But remember, gratitude is very important. I thank God, and I don't care if you believe in God or not. This is my show, man. I've heard people say, well, you should. This is what I believe in. I've seen it at first glance. You don't think I am more than happy every day to have legs at work, to be able to pick my head up if I go back with it? Come on. It's common sense. So, gratitude, big time. The gym, big time. And the gym can be anywhere, okay? And obviously, do not do things that do not please you. And if you have to, find something as fast as you can and get out of it. Will, anything you want to add to that, brother? Give out all your information. I'll give mine, and hang on the line if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, great show. You can find me on Facebook. I have a Will Dinwiddie page, and then I also have an Epic Fitness Solutions page on Facebook, and I'm also on Instagram under Epic Fitness Solutions.
Awesome.
You can find me there at those places. I also have a website, Epic Fitness Solutions. You can check that out. Just to kind of see more about what I do. I have a bio page on there so you can learn more about me if you're interested. And then that's it, man. You know, another great show today. Mind juice, you know, like just remember that to accomplish anything in life, it all starts in the head first.
You got to
see it before you can make it happen.
You got it. And I always say, I love to say the three R's, robust, ready, and rolling. And that's something you should just drive right into your head, and no matter what's happening to you, wherever you are, repeat that stuff. Repeat, I am a champion. I am a winner. I'm telling you right now, if you start doing it, you won't even have to say it. It will be circulating in your head. That voice will be going off in your head. I got news for you. Will can attest to this. What we're talking about right now, they charge big money to hear that. We're giving this to you for free. So remember that. That's what it's all about. Overcompensate for everything you do because it's only going to come back to you in better ways. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. As I said, you want to really make some changes in your life, go out and purchase the Winner's Circle. I'm telling you right now, 13 modules that will change your life. A lot of people are like, well, I need some video. We can do video. But if you're not learning and you're not thinking, you know what video is going to do? It's going to get you in trouble. Because the stuff I'm going over are a lot of the lifts that you don't see in a commercial gym. I know you see it in Will's gym because I've seen him do some of the stuff. But there are few and far gyms around like Will Dinwiddie's. Epic is not something you're going to walk into somebody's backyard and do, or some commercial enterprise. It's not there anymore. It's not there. And if you want to get better and stronger, go out to the Winner's Circle and change your life. Also, contributions, 25, 50, and 100. We all know all three get the Winner's Circle. That the first module called The Beginnings. And obviously, with the 50, you get a half hour of time with me for free. And with $100, you get 2 half hours free. And it goes right to PayPal, and it's very easy. You're in and out of there, and there's no struggle. And that's what we do here. We just streamline everything. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com, sign up for our free newsletter right on the homepage, right up at the top. You can sign in, bang, it goes right to my MailChimp account. If you sign up any other way, it goes out to Never Never Land, and I don't think there's anything hanging out there now that I know of. Also, too, go out to, motivationmuscle.com. Just go out and look at all the shows Will and I have done. You do a search for that, I'm telling you right now. You want to talk about mental inspiration among everything else? It's just incredible. I mean, there is just so much stuff you can glue right into your brain. We talked about mind juice. That 6 inches between your ears is the only thing that you're going to need to get to where you get. Obviously, you got to train, et cetera, et cetera. But like Will said, no matter what it is, he knows he's going to win or succeed. And if you don't think that way, good luck to you. You can buy all the great equipment. You can buy the best looking clothes. You can talk like you're blah, 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 blah. You're a big phony. You're not authentic. Who cares? See you around. Also, too, go out to iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what everyone's giving us, and I appreciate that. AHA Directory, that's AHA. You can get M&M in your car because all the new cars have ability to get podcasting, and they do make aftermarket radio to do that. Let's see. If there's a show you'd like Will and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give 5 words. Inspiration is the most positive thing you can do with anybody. Talk them up, build them up. Don't tear them down, man. Most people are in a torn down phase all the time. As my mom said, no matter who you see for that day, give them a hello or a smile. You never know what they're dealing with. And that is so prevalent now more than ever. It is so important. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, press it, pull it, squat it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. It's a great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone, says in blood red. Domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone. No one. Nada. Also, too, I'll tell you right now, dominate, obliterate and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Well, you got a nice dose of it with Will and I today. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. I mean, this is nothing. This is a yawn right now for what I'm going to do and get done. This is just another hole in the road that I'm going to fill in with stone and tea and just drive. So remember that. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor in business, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my greatest chiropractor ever, would walk every patient to the door and say, keep smiling. And I want to tell you a coincidence the other day, but I don't think it was. I was at a big local supermarket, and one of the guys that works in produce, he's a good guy. I talk to him all the time. So I'm walking down an aisle. He was going into the meat department. And he says, hey, young fella. And I said, how you doing, boss? And he's like this, keep smiling. John Ridge talked to me that day because John knew that had been a rough last week for me. I know it was him. So believe me, if you think nobody out there is thinking about you here or not in the present anymore, John gave me a message, and that made a big change in me this last week. So I thank John, just like Frank, my father, Jimmy, John. I love every one of you, and I miss you to death. You wouldn't believe it. But we got a lot of work here to do, so I appreciate that. Hello from John. Also, too, as I said, be a leader, not a follower. But you know something? The biggest thing here is this. Never give up. Never give in. Just keep pushing it out. That's what we do. That's what the winners do. And as Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you. Well, we all do, but we'll take it two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And I don't know many people in today's world that would even say something like that. It's very important. And remember, we're not going to knock on your door. We'll blow the roof right off your house. Be part of the family. Another 30 years, we need you. And before we say goodbye to Will, one thing, like I said, the sand dune, you have got to look at this piece of equipment. Matt Dahl is the CEO and creator. You can get Matt at 714-994-5000. You mention the word motivation, you get 10% off the product and free shipping in the USA. It is an incredible product. Matt Dahl, 714-995-4500. Call him up. You can inquire. You don't have to buy, but I'm telling you, after you talk to him, you will buy this piece of equipment. Will, always an honor. Welcome back. You never left, but it's good to hear your voice again, brother. And we will be doing more shows before the end of the year, sir.
Thanks for having me back, man. I can't wait for the next one.
Anytime, man. It's always a pleasure. So before we say goodbye, remember this. Men, support your wives, girlfriends. Women, wives, support your men. Men, lose the 9-inch belly in the spare tire. Your kids are watching you. Your friends are watching you. Your nieces and nephews are watching you. Become men again. Stand up. And remember this, the three R's, robust, ready, and rolling. You're all winners. You're all champions. I'm just so glad we're all part of one another, and look out because we're coming like a hurricane. Have a great weekend, everybody. This show will either be up tonight or tomorrow, and thanks for listening. Take care, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.